She's going to be at the Scotiabank Arena this coming Sunday. There's Cyndi Lauper. Girls just want to have fun on the morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.
My sister and a couple of her buddies are going to see that.
Oh, no way. Yeah. It's going to be a great show. And I'm going to guess she's going to close with that song.
I would think.
Yeah, 100%.
She's iconic.
Yeah.
Well, do you give out candy at the door on Halloween? And if you do, and you've purchased your Halloween treats, did you find yourself saying in the store, wow, it's really expensive?
Mm-hmm.
To find out why, we're joined by our friend, Dr. Sylvain Charlebois, Senior Director of the Agri-Food Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University. Sylvain, happy Friday. Good morning.
Happy Friday.
So, Sylvain, yes, let's talk Halloween candy. We're seeing prices go up again this year. But is this a case of greedflation on behalf of, you know, the big grocers? Or is there a deeper reasoning behind the price increases that we're seeing this year?
Well, first of all, most Halloween candies are sold by pharmacies and non-traditional retailers, like Giant Tiger, Walmart, Costco, those are the places people go. So grocers aren't necessarily a big player in that space. But when it comes to affordability, price points, on the surface, price points haven't really changed from last year. But when you start looking at per item, cost per item, that's when you realize things have gone up because of shrinkflation at two levels. One, you'll notice candies are super small, like chocolate bars are anywhere between 9 to 16 grams. I mean, you can barely see them.
You know, it's true. When I'm sneaking the candy, you know, when I'm breaking into the box a little bit before Halloween, yeah, the coffee crisp is not as big as it used to be.
I know, and sometimes when you open up a patch of Skittles, like a bag of Skittles, you get two or three for 24 cents an item.
Wow.
And on top of that, now this year you're not seeing boxes of 50 items or 100 items, you're seeing boxes of 45 items or 95 items. So shrinkflation is at two level this year, the size of the candy and the number of items in a box when you buy them.
So what is the best bang for the buck? Candy, chocolate, or chips, cheesies, and Doritos?
So for people with egos and want to make sure they don't get eggs thrown at them, I think the best bet you have are potato chips. And let me explain to you why. So if you give out potato chips, bags of potato chips, it's about 24 cents an item. But here's the thing. Rarely you'll see houses giving more than one bag, you see?
Right.
And bags are big. Visually, they're big. If you give out chocolate, one item of chocolate is 24 cents this year, okay, for 16 grams. But nobody's going to give just one small candy. You're going to give a couple because they feel bad. They're very small. So it comes up to maybe 75 cents to maybe a dollar trick-or-treat if you give out chocolate. So if you want to optimize your ego ship and you want to look good in front of trick-or-treaters, I'd go with chocolate with chips.
You know, I used to, when prices were a little bit more reasonable, I used to do the full-size chocolate bars.
Did you?
Yeah, well, we didn't get that many trick-or-treaters,
right.
So we only got about, you know, 50 or so, so it made sense, and we were the coolest, you know, place on the block. We
Absolutely.
Gave out the full-size chocolate bars.
Yes.
But now, Sylvain, I'm going to guess that would be, unless you've got a lot of money, a terrible decision.
Well, I mean, basically, if you want to be cheap, if you're cheap and you want to spend as little as possible, Tootsie Rolls, Rockets are your best bet because it's about a cent or two per trick-or-treater by item. So you'll probably give maybe, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 per trick-or-treater. So that's the cheapest. The most expensive option this year are Skittles because Skittles are very small and you get just a few candies per bag.
Right.
And they're 24 cents a bag. So it's pretty expensive.
Wow.
Yeah. And will the pricing come down as we get closer to the big day on Thursday, the 31st of October? Or is it better to buy it now when we're still almost 2 weeks out?
No, actually, the good bargains were probably about a month ago.
Right. That's when I got mine, actually.
Actually, I don't know about you guys, but we were starting to see Halloween candies like in August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's when you should have bought them. The thing about Halloween, what's unfortunate, you can't bake your way out of a financial problem. You can't make your own candies because chances are parents will go through bags and will throw away anything that's homemade. just to make sure they protect their child.
Oh, so, of course.
You have to buy prepackaged candies. And if you go prepackaged, my option for this year, potato chips.
All right. Potato chips is the Halloween candy or the treat.
And please don't give soda. Soda's cruel for kids. First of all, it's not good for their health. And two, it's heavy. They have to walk like a lot of houses with heavy liquid in their bags. That's very cruel. Don't give out soda.
Yeah, give out apples or oranges, right, Sylvain? That'll be a
yeah,
hit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure. That works well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if we don't talk to you before Halloween, happy Halloween, and thanks for joining us.
Happy Halloween. Take care.
Dr. Sylvain Charlebois is Senior Director of the Agri-Food Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University.
One last look at the roads now. Here's Spencer Costin.